Audio morning brief of the U.S. grain markets, 7:17 a.m. Eastern Time, November 17th. Okay, the model assumes level 3 top as of 2 days ago, the high of the week. And yes, a bottom came in ahead of it. And therefore, the trend is likely down for about 1.5 to 2 weeks. It's going to take the level 3 trader that long to get another increment sold and to get prices low enough to entice a flip to net purchase by those types of traders. Now, I think these level 3 traders really aren't that bearish. There's not that much to sell, but I think the larger level 2, level 1 traders are bearish, and it's really more of a lack of demand than it is an increase in supply, okay? And we'll discuss that more in a weekly update, and I do intend to do that today. So the violation of the low of this week at 651.25 would open the door for at least 647 for the next downside target. But that's so close, and with the daily indicator at mid-range trying to roll over for a sell signal, I think it's probably going lower to much lower than that in coming days and coming weeks. In terms of a price level to tell us we're wrong, we need the market to move above 675, the high of this week. Until then, we just have to give the bears an opportunity here, a chance. Okay, in the January soybeans, very pleased with yesterday's behavior, pleased with the follow-through overnight. It's violated recent lows. However, unlike the corn market, we have to start considering a chance for a level 3 bottom. The model is suggesting it does not have to bottom until towards the end of the week here, Friday. We prefer it to actually be soft early next week. It probably will bottom no later than mid next week. A little bit different timing on the corn. So if by chance it could forge a level 3 bottom now and actually bounce well, that may actually support corn and give us a little bit of a problem for corn. Now, for the level 4 swings, the market is due for a top late today into early tomorrow for level 4. So yes, they can pop this intraday, interweek, but it doesn't necessarily mean that'll be a level 3 bottom. Unfortunately, we're probably going to have to wait for prices to return to 1447 Jan beans to tell us we got a level 3 bottom in place. Now, we're also finding it difficult to show a level 3 top, okay? We think what we're doing is revising from the high of November 7th to the high of this week for a level 3 top, more broken up, strange pattern. We're good with that. But if we do get a sizable rally in the next couple of days, only to see it collapse again, we'll probably say it was nothing more than a knee-jerk reaction to level 3 tops. So we're kind of laying low on how we're dealing with the tops. We're okay with that right at the moment because it ought to be going down the bottom anyways. But again, we want to be mindful that it can bottom late today on into next Wednesday for level 3. We think there's more downside potential here and beans ought to move to $14 overall. And if they are going to bounce for that level 4, my guess is the 5-day average around 1438 is probably resistance for that. So yeah, a little bit of sloppiness on how the level 3 trader was handling these tops, how well to rally it. They weren't necessarily on the same page here. Some of that's probably coming in from the level 2, level 1 trader who, for one reason or another, thought it was time to rally beans during October into November. I would say the weakness of taking out last week's low is a sign we got it right. Last week's high was the level 2, level 1 tops. The market ought to just move lower into December for those larger trends. Now we just have to try to keep up with the level 3s that are going to cause zigzagging fluctuation into a market that really should just in general move lower for a few weeks here. All right, in the wheat market, same call as the corn market. The high of the week is a level 3 top. So if we see trade above 843 December Chicago wheat, we got a new level 3 uptrend. I realize that's too late to actually trade. That's the best we can tell you at this time. And the reason for that is the market could bottom for a level three now, but the best forecast is since it took out last week's low and put, and in theory put a high in, that it really ought to be lower next week as well. So we think it's going lower still. And we like the fact the daily indicator is mid-range, rolling over to a sell signal this morning. Granted, it's due for a level four pop later today into tomorrow. The best we can say is if it wants to return to near 843, we'll know it put in a level three bottom this week. So not very helpful on trading. We just, you can just, sometimes you have to give it a lot of room in order to show that move, okay? And normally it's a sign, you know, that you want to go the other way, but over time you may get better information where you could pick a better price level and have a better idea just how it's going to move. Right at the moment, unfortunately, there's just nothing here. In other words, I can't tell you if it pops 5 cents this morning, it's a brand new level three uptrend. There's just nothing here. It hasn't moved enough here. Really, the level three traders haven't done anything since last week, but it looks like they're leaning on the bear side now. And there's technical evidence of saying there's room to put it down. You might get a little aggressive if it takes out the overnight high at 818 and a quarter. Maybe that is a sign of a level three bottom, but unfortunately, I can't call that this morning. Best forecast, looks like these markets can be soft here for the few days. It looks like it can be soft. At least corn and soybeans can be bearish right into the end of the month on into December. We can bottom ahead of corn and soybeans. We'll explain more of that and show you some charts so you can get a better handle on this when we do the weekly update. The dollar index may pop a little bit here because we're due for a little pop in interest rates, but I'm concerned interest rates are going to continue to erode actually in the next week or two, which is a good thing for my bullish stock market forecast. And I would think that would temper the upside in the dollar index. I think the dollar might be a little bit important to wheat, but in general, looks like these grains could care less about the U.S. dollar. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.